Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden speaks later today in Warsaw about the international effort to support Ukraine as the Russian war begins its second year.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Warsaw. The president's remarks here come hours after Vladimir Putin delivered his annual State of the Nation address in Moscow. In a speech that ran nearly 2 hours, Putin railed against the West, accusing the U.S. and its allies of starting the war.
We were doing everything possible, really everything possible, to settle that problem by peaceful means.
The president's national security advisor responded in a call with reporters this morning.
There's a kind of absurdity in the notion that Russia was under some form of military threat from Ukraine or anyone else.
The Russian president is pulling out of the new START treaty, the last remaining nuclear arms control pact it had with the United States. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg decries the move.
More nuclear weapons and less arms control makes the world more dangerous.
The treaty, which implemented a global ban on nuclear weapons tests, has been in place since the Cold War. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case involving a lawsuit against YouTube parent company Google. Thane Rosenbaum is a CBS News legal analyst.
Google's position is that they are not just some internet bulletin board where third parties post their homemade videos. People come to YouTube to use the search function, which relies on algorithms to give viewers choices of what else they can watch.
The case involves the family of an American college student killed in a terrorist attack in Paris in 2015. The family says YouTube should be held responsible for ISIS videos posted on its platform. An arrest has been made in the weekend murder of a Catholic bishop at his home in Los Angeles.
This is the husband of the bishop's housekeeper, and the suspect had previously done work around the bishop's residence.
L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna. How about working 4 days a week instead of five? Well, they tried it out in the U.K.
Business owner Joseph Dance was skeptical when asked to test a four-day work week.
Well, the numbers haven't lied. We have physically delivered more.
In all, 61 British businesses gave their workers a paid day off each week and recorded equal or improved productivity, as well as a drop in worker turnover and absenteeism. The trial ended in December, but 90% of the firms say they'll stick with that system for now. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In New Orleans, today is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store. The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. At the top of the ballot is the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are primaries for mayor in Madison, Green Bay, and Racine. The Outagamie County Executive also faces a primary. In Milwaukee, 20 people are running for 3 seats on the city council. Today's top vote-getters move on to April's general election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the University of Wisconsin should pay for its own free tuition program. Voss tells the Daily Cardinal student newspaper he doesn't expect lawmakers to agree to pay for tuition for some students. The UW's Tuition Promise program pledges free tuition for students from families making less than $62,000 a year. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And have you voted? Yes, today is Election Day in the state of Wisconsin, and a huge election day is all over the nation. They are talking about the state of Wisconsin and the election. And they're not talking about state representatives. You know, I mean, that's not the election everybody's talking about. It is everybody across this nation, for the most part, or many people, are talking about the state Supreme Court election. And why? And why is that so important? Well, the fact of the matter is they're talking about a turnout of 12 to 15%. Now, 12 to 15%, this is not some third world nation we're talking about. We're talking about the United States of America. And if you can't figure out that there is something seriously wrong in this country, that only 12 to 15% of the people will turn out to vote in a race as critically important as the state Supreme Court race, and you can't figure out that there's something wrong in this country, shame on you. You know, I was reading something the other day. The United States ranks number 38 in percentage of voters that come out. 38. That 37 nations that do a better job of turning out people to vote than the United States of America. That ought to make you say, that ought to make you pause and wonder what is going on in our country that we rank number 38 in the percentage of people who vote. You know, and we tout democracy. But what really is democracy? It's where the people rule. The people make the decisions on how things go. That's really what democracy is. But clearly, that doesn't happen in this country. So why do we keep talking like it is democracy? When as critical a vote as this one, only 12 to 15% of the people are expected to turn out. And I saw all these people on the news yesterday and some this morning. Well, I didn't know it's an election. What? Maybe you are spending too much time focusing on the UFOs. Do you know? the UFOs that seem to be capturing everybody's minds. But it's not the UFOs that are going to cause you and I the problems on this planet. It's the people on this planet. Those who are going to make the decisions that impact and affect us and our families while we're here. Now, you know, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, there's a super rich beer family that's calling the shots, and that's the Elines. I didn't get all this white hair by seeing a ghost. Well, maybe, but anyway, I got all this white hair for being around a while, and I remember where the Elines got their money. It was beer. They were barons. The Slits barons. You know, in Milwaukee, you had Slits, you had Pabst, you had Miller, you had all these other beer barons that had been around and accrued all of this wealth. After all, the state of Wisconsin is still like the number one most drunken states in the country. You know that, right? I mean, I'm just not pulling somebody's leg. We are the most drunkard state in the country. And it has a lot to do, of course, with the universities and all of those things. But the Eline family has amassed all of this wealth, and they go around and they buy races. And so they're pouring all this money into the Supreme Court race. You have to ask the question, what are they expecting to get in return? They're billionaires. And so they are pouring this money into the Supreme Court race. And you know why? Because they want to negate your and my votes. At the root of why they're putting the money in the race is to not give the people true democracy. That's the purpose of all of it. That's the purpose of big money in campaigns, to make sure that there is no democracy. Because if the Elines didn't pour all this money into the campaigns and the people made the decisions on who should be in the leadership positions like true democracy, then I would agree with you that we're in a democracy. That's not happening. We need to stop talking about democracy in this country, because that's not what this is. When the wealthiest amongst us can make decisions and buy elections, really, that's why only 12 to 14% of the people are going to vote. We may say to those people, you're not American. You're not voting. That's your constitutional responsibility. You should be voting. And those of us who do vote, we say, but those people are nuts. They're not voting. But after you really give it some real thought, maybe those people know more than you and I know. Because we consistently go out and vote. And I'm not telling anybody not to vote. Okay? That's not what this is. What this is you should give some thought to why the Eline family is pouring all of this money into this campaign. You know, because they certainly are looking for something in the end, as they all are. You know, Richard and Elizabeth Eline, owners of the Wisconsin-based shipping supplies company Uline, who are on track to pump millions of dollars into the race in support of a conservative justice candidate, Dan Kelly. If you are billionaires, why should you care about who the next state Supreme Court justice is? You're billionaires. Why does it matter to you? Why is that an issue? Our phone lines are open as always at 844 877-967-2789. So if you're billionaires, the only reason you would care at all about who the Supreme Court justice is to make sure that your pockets stay lined. And they're not concerned about who that person is going to be for you and I. You know, we're like ants. You know, I mean, they're elephants. Oh, I'm sorry, we're not quite ants. We're fleas. You know, a little bit smaller than ants. And so the elephant, and you think the flea has no chance against the elephant. We don't individually. We have no chance whatsoever against, and the flea has no chance whatsoever against the elephant. Unless the fleas all understand, hey, we're fleas. We can get in their trunks. We can get in their ears. And the masses of us then, the fleas, taking on the elephant, can get to the brain of the elephants. Again, fleas, things you can barely see. But that's how you bring down. That's how a flea brings down an elephant. And the way we can bring down the elines and others like them is that we understand what it is we're up against. Yes, it's election day. And when we find out what the elines of the world all understand is, you know, we can control it all. We don't care about democracy. But what do I care about democracy if I had the kind of money they had? They don't care about democracy, which means they don't care about you and I. And I don't understand. I really do not understand how the average person, you know, is concerned about the elines of the world. They're not concerned about you. So listen, get out and vote. You know, you really need to get out and vote. And, you know, then think about who you're voting for. Right? Why would you vote for Kelly when we already know Kelly's been there before? We know what his plan is. Now, Judge Darrell, you know, we kind of know what her plan is, right? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Gene and others will be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Partly cloudy today with highs around 32. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 27. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, before we go to the phone lines, you have to ask yourself the question. In the great nation of America, you know, why almost 50% of the people don't vote? You can't say that, you know, it's the greatest democracy on earth when some of the people have figured out it can't be democracy if the rich control everything. How is that democracy? If their money can deny our votes because we don't understand that we have to vote en masse in order to control our futures, which is really what democracy is, then there is no democracy. And I wish people would stop talking about it in that manner because it doesn't exist. Let's go to the phone lines. And hey, Gene from LeClaire, how you doing, my friend?
Earl, that was outstanding. I will never look at voting the way I used to. I'm a flea, and I already made my bite on Friday. And I sure hope that everybody gets out there. Now, I'm in a rural area, and we're counting on the people in your area to get out there and vote.
Right.
They usually vote red, and unfortunately, it had the highest turnout in our area there in the early voting ever in a primary just for judges.
Yes.
So please get out there and vote. We need your help, everybody. Your vote counts this time. Thank you, Earl. Like I say, I'm a flea. Thanks, Earl.
Listen, Gene, thank you. We are the fleas. And when you don't have the money that the E-lines have, you know, and the E-line, and here's the other part of it. The E-lines understand that we're fleas. And they understand that they're the elephants. But we've got to realize that. Let's go to a good friend, Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? It's election day.
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, here's the day that we prove that we, the people, are the government ultimately. And, you know, with money and politics, we got to restore government back to we the people. And the only way we do that is through our vote. So everyone get out and vote. Should have already voted, actually, because it they had early voting now for quite some time. What I would say, though, is that, again, you know, once again, it's all about money. I want people to realize that even the commercials that get bombarded on TV every 2 seconds, that's all about suppressing the vote. That's all about making people just say, I'm so sick of it all that I don't even want to vote. You can't think that way. You have to use your vote. You have to exercise your right to vote, which, again, people have died and have bled for this right. And we have got to get out and do our one thing, which is vote. It's just, it's the bottom line. And I'll tell you what, in the state of Wisconsin, you guys, again, you're going to wake up tomorrow and have two conservatives on the ballot? I mean, is that what you want? I mean, that's just scary woman out there.
Look, Tom.
That believes in a woman's right to choose versus government's right to choose.
They're talking about the donations in this campaign could reach $20 million, right? Never before heard of sum in the Supreme Court race ever in the history of this state. And so
what that money could do for people.
I know, but it's the elephant who's putting the majority of that money in. And so, you know, when you talk democracy, Tom, and you talk it a lot, and people have this vision of what the country could be. I'm talking about what the country is, not what it could be. And because of what it is right now, the people don't see a way out. And when you hear all the people who I talk to who don't vote, it's because they say the vote's not going to change anything. They have given up. Well, that's what the E-lines want, right? I mean,
that's what the oligarchy wants.
Yes, they want the people to go. Hey, Tom, hang on. We got to go to the break. You want to hang on?
You bet.
All right. 844-967-2789. It's voting time. And, you know, if your voice is not heard, if you don't vote, and again, we already know what the outcome is going to be for us. We're already up against insurmountable odds, but we can make it happen. Again, if we're collective. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Every single.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Russian President Putin says the West is to blame for not only starting but escalating the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says, nope.
There's a simple way to test that proposition. If Russia stops fighting the war in Ukraine and goes home, the war ends.
President Putin made his comments during his State of the Nation address. The Russian president also made another key move today.
He is pulling out of a longtime nuclear reduction treaty with the U.S.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. Brace yourselves. Winter certainly isn't done with us yet.
We have record cold from the northern plains on to the west coast. That frigid air actually helps set the stage for a potentially historic snowstorm stretching from the Four Corners all the way into the northeast today through Friday. It could actually drop up to 2 feet of snow in some places.
Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Highway departments across Wisconsin are gearing up for some busy days. Meteorologists are predicting 3 back-to-back storm systems over 4 days. Road crews recommend if you need to drive while the roads are being treated, stick to the popular roads if you can. Those get cleared first. And if you come across a snowplow, give it enough space to operate. Ultimately, if you don't need to drive, stay off the roads and let road crews do their jobs. Today is the spring primary election, which determines who appears on the ballot in the general election April 4th. Races include nonpartisan seats for Wisconsin Supreme Court and local municipal and judicial races, conservatives defending their 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, Democrats trying to flip control to liberal justices for the first time in more than a decade. The race comes in a year when the issue of abortion is prominent after Wisconsin reinstated an 1848 ban on abortion, which does not include exceptions for rape or incest. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Excuse me, it's election day today. And just looking at some numbers that I projected to be spent, you know, in the mayoral race, in the state between Governor Evers and I forgot the other guy's name. Oh, well, I forgot his name. And it's a good thing because he was a dangerous guy. Tim Michaels. And Tim Michaels. And there was more money spent in that race. Record-breaking sums of money were spent in one of the most expensive races in the entire nation right here in Wisconsin. Why in Wisconsin was almost the most money ever spent on a gubernatorial race? Why in Wisconsin? What is it about Wisconsin? Right now, based on the trajectories of where this is headed, it might wind up as the most expensive state Supreme Court race in the entire nation. What is it about Wisconsin? Hey, we live here. What's so special about the state of Wisconsin that all of this money is pouring in? Well, when you've got people like the Elines, over the past decade, Richard and Elizabeth Eline have joined the top five biggest Republican mega donors in the United States. They have lavished more than $250 million on federal candidates alone. You got to ask the question. $250 million they've put into the elections nationally. Imagine what can be done with $250 million with all the people who are suffering, who are struggling. They ignore that. They won't do that. But they certainly will do the other side of it and look to control even more of the resources that, are really in a short supply for the majority of the American people. I'm not opposed to wealthy people. I really am not. I have no axe to grind with wealthy people, except for if they make their wealth off of taking advantage of people who don't know any better. I think there are a lot of ways to make money, right? But if the way you make money is to take advantage of the American people, how is that a good thing? Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Tom, how is that a good thing that I get my wealth from people who don't know any better?
Earl, it's not. And the thing is, people just please look at your paycheck. Quit voting against your best interest. That's what the Ulines, that's what the Bradley Foundation, that's what the Koch, that's what, even on the Democratic side, I'm sure that these billionaires are paying off the Democratic people as well that are running for office. But the thing is, there is only one party that is allowing for more rules to go through that allow for more money in politics. That is the Republican or the conservative Supreme Court. It is not the Democratic Supreme Court, if you want to even call it that, since it's not even supposed to be a partisan issue. But I don't think money in politics is a partisan issue, or it shouldn't be. But please, God, everyone, realize what they're trying to do is if you're so sick of money in politics, if you're so sick of the commercials, if you're so sick of all of the different things that you see where politics, 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 you know, don't vote Republican. Because I'll tell you what, you're only going to get more of it.
So, Tom, let me kind of explain to people what money in politics winds up doing. Here's egregious meatpacking plants busted illegally employing 100-plus children in dangerous conditions. Again, meatpacking plants employing children, over 100. Federal investigators revealed this past Friday that one of the nation's largest food sanitation companies illegally employed at least 102 children in dangerous jobs at 13 meatpacking facilities across 8 states, leading to $1.5 million in fines. Is that all? $1.5 million in fines for illegally employing 102 children? The U.S. Department of Labor said its wage and hour division found that children were working with hazardous chemicals and cleaning meat processing equipment, including back saws, brisket saws, and head splitters. Yeah. Head splitters. Maybe I need to stop eating meat. But wait a minute. The probe determined that the children ages 13 to 17 unlawfully worked for Keeler, Wisconsin-based Packing Sanitation Services Incorporated at plants in Arkansas, Colorado, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Texas. So here's what money does in politics, Tom. They had these children working in these unsanitary conditions, endangering them to chemicals that they shouldn't have been exposed to, and they only get a $1.5 million fine, Tom. They only get $1.5 million. This corporation that did that, their fine is only $1.5 million. You know why? Because the wealthy have bought off, have bought the people who make the laws. And so they ignore the children in this situation and protect the corporation. That's what money in politics does, Tom.
Exactly. And you know what, Earl? The biggest lie of anything is that we love the children. BS. Everyone that says, oh, we love the children. Oh, the children are so bull crap. You know what? If you love the children, you'd get money out of politics. You would be marching for getting money out of politics. You wouldn't even march for all the other issues because all the issues come down to money and politics. It all comes to who's buying the politician. That's unfortunately why if we didn't have money in politics, the rallies at the Capitol would have actually done something. The Black Lives Matter movement would actually do something because of the fact that we would actually have pressure on the politicians. But the politicians just wait it out, and then what they do is they wait for their big money donors to come in and save them and put commercials on the TV, and you know the emperor has no clothes, and everyone just you know believes that they do, and goes along. Hey. It's just really sad, and the reason why they've targeted Wisconsin is because Wisconsin is a Midwestern state. It is the middle. It is not far left. It is not far right. It is actually sensible, pragmatic, good people. And I'm telling you, they have fooled and they continue to fool the people of Wisconsin because they're trusting people. And they have fooled them through Fox News and through right-wing hate radio. And I just wish people would wake up because, honestly, it's going to be an ugly, ugly scene if the Republicans or the Supreme Court becomes completely conservative, especially for another 10 years of math.
You know how I know that's correct, Tom? Because it's been that way now for the last decade, almost two decades. So we know what the outcome is going to be if that's it. Tom, thank you very much for the call. I want to get back to this. These children exposed to these chemicals, and yet, the company only gets fined $1.5 million. Jessica Lumen, principal deputy administrator of the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, said the child labor violations were systemic and clearly indicate a corporate-wide failure by Packer Sanitation Service at all levels. These children should never have been employed in meatpacking plants, and this can only happen when employers do not take responsibility to prevent child labor violations from occurring in the first place. We're not talking about this happening in one of the poorest nations on earth. We're talking about this happening in the United States. We're talking about it happening in the state of Wisconsin. Corporations hiring children to do this, and then all they get is the slap on the wrist. That's what the problem, that's the main issue with what the outcomes wind up being with money in politics. That's the whole reason. Because otherwise, the $1.5 million fine. It's not going to make these companies change their minds. That's chump change. But 102 children who they had working, I'm sure they made more money than $1.5 million 100 times over by having these children working in those plants. They couldn't get anybody else, so they knowingly took in these children. How is that? Shouldn't that be criminal? Well, how is that not criminal? Well, you know, it's illegal, and no, you know, that was wrong for what the company did. But, you know, the kids wanted to work. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of mentality that you get from people who don't understand exactly what's taking place. The Department of Labor, which found at least three cases where illegally employed children were injured on the job, fined the company $15,138 each child who was not legally employed, the highest possible penalty under federal law. What? Three children injured, the highest fine that they could fine the company per child was $15,000. Democracy? Who are you kidding? It's not democracy. Let's stop talking like that. I mean, because, you know, I know people want to feel like, you know, that, you know, this country is all of those great things. But for all the great things that this country is, there's another side of it that is just stinks to high heaven. And that part of it does. You illegally hire children, put them in serious, serious situations, poison them at young ages of their lives, probably pay them minimum wage. And then when it's found out, the most we can find is $15,000 per child. What is that? Come on. What is that? That's America. And I know you say, well, I'm an American. You know, I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights. You know, I believe in all those things. Yeah, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Oh, really? $15,000 per child is all that they are worth. Because the business community controls the people who set the fines in place. Not you and I. Al, I see you. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Listen, I know you'll say, you know, America, Earl, love it or leave it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to challenge you to fight. All right, got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I love this
song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 32 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 27. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, highs around 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about meatpacking plants in Wisconsin. And, you know, that is right here in Wisconsin. It's called Keeler, Wisconsin-based Packer Sanitation Services. At plants in Arkansas, Colorado, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Texas, who were fined $1.5 million for employing 102 children in dangerous jobs in 13 meatpacking plants. Now, here's the last thing before we go to Al. Some researchers have criticized the civil monetary penalties, which are set by Congress, as woefully insufficient to protect workers and to deter employers from violating labor laws. It's really shameful that the level of fine is so low, said Celine McNicholas, director of Policy and Economic Policy Institute, a research group that seeks to improve conditions for workers. It's not sufficiently toothy enough to prevent the use of child labor in the meatpacking industry. So why do you think the penalties are so low? Could it be that the lobbyists for the meatpacking plants have made it possible, have gotten to the politricksters who we elected, and they're not going to do what we want them to do, protect children? That's how this nation works. Al, what's going on, man?
Well, nothing has been mentioned about the other laws that have been broken. Children have to be in school.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in that age range. That's against the law. If they're not, unless they're emancipated, they can't be emancipated from their parents and be on their own until they're at least 16 years of age. The other parts of that, other laws that are being broken, is the parents should be held accountable for allowing it to be. And part of that story also indicates that these children were working second and third shifts.
Yes.
And then the question is, were they working all night and then going to school on top of that? I mean, there's all kinds of violations there. And the only people that are being held accountable is the companies that hired them. And the other factor is most of those children are probably migrant
farm workers, that's exactly.
Children, and those people are undocumented, so they're not here, and the people treat them like slaves.
So, Al, that's exactly it. Yeah, Robert Reich, you know, an economist. Republicans in Iowa are pushing a bill to roll back child labor protections. It would allow kids as young as 14 to work certain jobs in meatpacking plants. What if, and hear me out, we paid adult workers a living wage and gave them benefits instead of hiring children to work? I don't understand the people in this country, Al. You know, you see this. You know this is wrong. Go ahead.
When I was 14 years old, I worked for General Motors because I was bigger than most
right.
men. No, I'm serious. I was in high school, and I worked second shift in the factories on the assembly line and in the foundry at General Motors because I was bigger than most men. I was a football player in high school and had good grades, but I had an apartment and I lived on my own and I had to work. So I took my brother's birth certificate and went down there, and because of my size, they hired me. They didn't question my age. But the point is, I did that. The deal is, my parents died when I was 4 and 5 years old. I've been on my own since I was 12. But see, in this situation, they get the migrant farm workers' children in there. They're undocumented. Who are they going to complain to?
Yeah, because, Al.
They can't go to the law because then they get deported back to wherever they came from.
In your situation,
whatever.
Al, in your situation, you did it because, again, you had a reason you had to do it. But in this situation, Al, they know that these are children. And they do it anyway because they know, well, so if they catch me, it'll be $15,000 fine. What is $15,000
for
a major corporation?
How much did they pay those kids?
I don't know. And the other part of it, Al.
It won't come up to no $15,000.
No, I know.
They got away clean.
So you know what? Do you think it's only the meatpacking companies that do that, Al?
No.
It's across the board.
That's right.
But yet the American citizens don't, you know, I'd like to bring information that's true. And people should think about this. How can this happen?
Children living in poverty, many of those kids go to work somewhere illegally and try to help their parents take care of the bills to keep a roof over their head. You know, I coached high school sports for 49 years. A lot of kids I tried to recruit to come out who were very skilled and athletic wouldn't come out because they had to go to work.
And you know what, Al? We can also include, unfortunately, you know, the sex trade industry with young children who don't know any other option any other way. Hey, Al, thank you. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.